This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is promising to help Gaza, but not its rulers, Hamas, which the U.S. considers a terrorist organization. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is in the Middle East to try to shore up the ceasefire there. He met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning and afterwards said those involved need to address underlying issues for there to be peace.
And that begins with tackling the grave humanitarian situation in Gaza and starting to rebuild. The United States will work to rally international support around that effort while also making our own significant contributions.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said he hopes the ceasefire holds, but he had this blunt warning.
If Hamas breaks the calm and attacks Israel, our response will be very powerful. And we have discussed ways of how to work together to prevent Hamas rearmament with the weapons and means of the aggression.
President Biden will meet with George Floyd's family today at the White House. It's been a year since George Floyd died after a Minneapolis police officer pinned him to the ground. Here's our Sagar Magani.
This afternoon, they'll be in the Oval Office for what spokeswoman Jen Psaki says will be a private meeting with the president.
He has a genuine relationship with them, and the courage and grace of this family, and especially his daughter Gianna, has really stuck with the president.
Psaki says the president hoped bipartisan congressional negotiators would have finished a policing overhaul bill named after Floyd by today, but he's encouraged that they're making progress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Colorado supermarket in March will appear in court today for a hearing on what happens next in the case. A source says his family said they think he was suffering from some sort of mental illness. Investigators haven't released a possible motive. This is AP News. Now to social media and conservatives. Here's our Julie Walker.
Florida's Republican governor signed a bill yesterday that seeks to punish social media sites that remove conservative ideas, but it might violate the First Amendment. The bill lets the state fine large social media companies $250,000 a day if they remove an account of a statewide political candidate. It also allows Floridians like former President Trump to sue companies like Twitter and Facebook if they feel they've been treated unfairly. Twitter didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Facebook declined comment, but the tech lobbying group NetChoice, which includes both companies, criticized the new law saying this bill takes us closer to a state-run internet. Democrats opposed the bill and defended the right of social media companies as private entities to control the flow of information on their platforms. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.